Blog Talk Radio.
His leaf also shall not wither, and
whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in judgment, nor the sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord has known the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. I have read to you the entire verse of chapter 1 in Psalms 41. I pray that our Father gives the listeners as well as myself understanding of what has been read and the ability to follow the words that is in chapter 1 of Psalms. Psalms is in the Old Testament. Psalms is spelled P-S-A-L-M-S. And I have read to you Psalms 1, chapter 1 in its entirety. Read all of Psalms if you can, every book of Psalms. I have read those, all of those to you before, but it won't hurt you all to read them again. Now, let us turn to our lesson for today, and I want to read to you again chapter 9, because last time I read it, it seems like I had skipped over a page unintentionally, and when that happens, I think the devil caused that. I did not intend for that to happen, but it did. So I have told myself, read chapter 9 of Judges again, and hopefully I will read chapter 9 and then be able to go and read chapter 10 and finish that as well. So let's get started reading. Now, of course, there are some words in this Bible that I don't know how to pronunciate, and I will usually spell them out to you because perhaps you can pronunciate the words better than I can. Let's get started. We're in Judges, that's spelled J-U-D-G-E-S, chapter 9. Let's try and read it all. And then, if we can read it all, we will go into chapter 9 and try to read all, chapter 10 and read all of that as well. Now, let's go into chapter 9 and start reading. And Abimelech, the son of Jerubbaal, went to Shechem unto his mother's brethren and communed with them. He stayed with them and with all the family of the house of his mother's fathers, saying, speak, I pray you, in the ears of the men of Shechem, where is better for you, either that all the sons of Jerubbaal, which are 70, 70 times 20 is 10, so that's 70 persons, reign over you, or that one reign over you. Remember also that I am your bone and your flesh. And his mother's brethren spake to him in the ear of all the men of Shechem in these words, and their tents inclined to follow Abimelech. Inclined means many different meanings, but I'm going to say inclined means they were willing to follow Abimelech, but they said, he is our brother. And they gave him 60, and 60 again is 3 times 20, and that equals 60, and 10 pieces of silver, that makes 70. Out of the house of Baal Berith, that's spelled Baal-Berith, wherewith Abimelech hired vain, and vain to me means worthless or worthless or useless in like persons which followed him. And he went into his father's house in Ophrah and slew his brethren, the son of Jerubbaal, being 60 persons upon one stone. Notwithstanding yet, Jonathan, the youngest son of Jerubbaal, was left, for he hid himself. And all the men of Shechem gathered together in all the house of Millo, and that's spelled M-I-L-L-O, and went and made Abimelech king by the plan of the pillow that was in Shechem. And when they told it to Jonathan, he went and stood in the, I'm trying to turn over 2 pages like I did the last time and make that mistake, but I am glad that I caught it. Let me read verse 7 again for you all. And when they told it to Jonathan, he went and stood in on the top of Mount Gershom and lifted up his voice and cried and said unto them, hearken. Hearken means to listen unto me, ye men of Shechem, that God may hearken unto you, that God may listen unto you. The trees went forth on a time to anoint a king over them, and they said unto the olive tree, reign over us. But the olive tree said unto them, should I be my fatness wherewith I me they honor men and when they honor God and man and go to be promoted over the trees? And the tree said to the fig tree, come down and reign over us. But the fig tree said unto them, should I forsake my sweetness and my good fruit? Forsake means, shall I leave my sweetness and my good fruit and go to promote over the trees, over the trees? Then said the tree unto the vine, come thou and reign over us. And the vine said unto them, should I leave my vine? Should I leave my wine, which cures God and man, and go to be promoted over the trees? Then said all the trees unto the bramble. A bramble is like a brush or a shrub. Come thou and reign over us. And rain means to move rock and to bramble, said unto the trees, if in truth you anoint me king over you, then come and put your trust in my shadow, and if not, let fire come out of the bramble and devour the cedars of Lebanon. Now, therefore, if ye have done truly and sincerely in that ye have made Abimelech king, and if you have dealt with Jerubbaal and his house, and have done unto him according to the deserving of his hands, for my father fought for you and adventure his life far and delivered you out of the hands of Midian, and ye have risen up against my father's house this day, and have slain his sons, 70 persons, that's 70 persons, upon one stone, and have made Abimelech the king of his maidservant king over the men of Shechem. And that's spelled S-H-E-C-H-E-M, because he is your brother. If you men have dealt truly and sincerely with Jerubbaal and with his house this day, then rejoice ye in Abimelech, and let him rejoice in you. But if not, let fire come out from Abimelech and devour the men of Shechem in the house of Millo. Millo is spelled M-I-L-L-O. And let the fire come out from the men of Shechem and from the house of Millo and devour Abimelech. And Jonathan ran away and fled and went to Beer and dwelt there for fear of Abimelech and his brothers. And Abimelech had reigned 3 years over Israel. Then God sent an evil spirit between Abimelech and the men of Shechem, and the men of Shechem dealt treacherously with Abimelech. And treacherously means disloyal as well as unfaithful with Abimelech. And the cruelty done to the 70 sons of Jerubbaal might come, and their blood be laid upon Abimelech and Abimelech their brothers, which slew them, and upon the men of Shechem, which added him in the killing of his brethren. And the men of Shechem set liars in wait for him at the top of the mountain, and they robbed all the men along the way by them. And it was told Abimelech, and Gaal, I would say Gaal, the son of Ebed, came with his brethren and went over to Shechem, and the men of Shechem put their confidence in him. They put their confidence in him. That means to me, that means, and I could be wrong, but Abimelech, and they put their confidence in Abimelech. Maybe they should not have, because, you know, I have read to you that he is not wrong. He killed 70 of his brethren. In my eyes, that was not right to do. And God rose up Gaal, the son of Ebed, and came with his brethren and went to Shechem. And the men of Shechem put their confidence in him. And what did they mean? That mean again, that means to put their confidence in Abimelech. And they went out into the field and gathered by their vine, their vineyard, and trod the grapes and made merry, and went into the house of their God and did eat and drink and cursed Abimelech. And God, the son of Ebed, said, "Who is Abimelech and who is Shechem that we should serve him? Is he the son of Jerubbaal and Zubel, his officer? Serve the men of Homer." That's spelled H-A-M-O-R. The father of Shechem. Why should we serve him? That's what God said, the son of Ebed, said about Abimelech. And would the God, and would to God his people understand my hand, then would I remove Abimelech. And he said to Abimelech, "Increase thine army and come out." And when Zebul, that's spelled Z-E-B-U-L, the ruler of the city, heard the words of Gaal, that's spelled G-A-A-L, the son of Ebed, his anger kindled. And he sent messengers unto Abimelech privately, saying, "Behold, Gaal, the son of Ebed, and his brethren come to Shechem, and behold, the fortified city against thee, unto a fortified city against thee, and therefore, up by night, thou and the people that is with thee shall lie in wait in the field. And it shall be in that the morning, as soon as the sun is up, thou shalt rise early and set upon the city. And behold, when he and his people is in him come out against thee, then mayest thou do to them as thou shalt find occasion." And Abimelech rose up, and all his people that were with him by night, they fled by night, and they laid wait against Shechem in four companies. And Gaal and the son of Ebed went out and stood in the, let me read verse 35 again in your hearing. And hopefully my Father in heaven will allow me to read it correctly. And God, the son of Enad, went out and stood in the entering of the gate of the city. And Abimelech rose up, and they and the people that were with him from laying in wait. And when God saw the people, he said to Zeruiah, "Behold, there come people down from the mountain top." And Zeruiah said unto him, "Thou seest the shadow of the mountain as if they were men." And God spoke again and said, "See, there come people down from the middle of the land, and another company come along by the plains of Menemen." That's spelled M-E-N-O-E-M-I-N. And said to Zeruiah unto him, "Where is thou mouth? Wherefore thou sayest, where is Abimelech?" Excuse me, sheep. I have to belch. Now, let me read verse 38 again. Even though I'm belching, hopefully I will stop belching. Then said Zeruiah, that's spelled Z-E-B-U-L, unto him, "Where is now the mouth? Where will thou set it? Who is Abimelech that we should serve him? Is not his the people that thou hast despised? Go out, I pray now, and fight with them." And God went out before the men of Shechem and fought with Abimelech. And Abimelech chased him, and he fled before him. And many were overthrown and wounded, even unto the entering of the gate. And Abimelech dwelt in Aru-ah. I'm going to say that's Arumah. Arumah. And Nabal thrust out Gaul and his brethren, that they should not dwell in Shechem. And it came to pass on the morrow that the people went out into the field, and they told Abimelech. And he took the people and divided them into three companies and laid wait in the field and looked, and behold, the people were come forth out of the city. And he rose up against them and smote them. And Abimelech said to the company that was with him, "Rush toward and stood in the entrance of the gate of the city." And the two companies ran upon all. And the people that were in the field and slew them. And Abimelech fought against the city all that day. And he took the city and slew the people in that was with therein, and beat down the city, and sowed it with salt. And when men of the tower of Shechem heard that they entered the city and held and home of the house of the God of Berith, that's spelled Berith. And it was told Abimelech that all the men of the tower of Shechem were gathered together. And Abimelech got him up to Mount Zalmon, and that's spelled Zalmon. That makes me think of the word Solomon. And all the people that were with him, and Abimelech took an axe in his hand and cut down the barrel from the tree and cut down the B-O-U-G-H. I said barrel, but that word might be brawl, of the tree, and took it and laid it on his shoulder and said unto the people that were with him, What you have seen me do, make haste and do as I have done. And the people likewise cut down every man his barrel. I'm going to say barrel. I think it's brawl. And followed Abimelech and put them to the hole and set the hole on fire upon them, so that all the men of the tower of Shechem died, also about 1,000 men and women. And Abimelech Then Abimelech, the Theban, that's spelled T-H-E-B-E-Z, and encamped against Theban, that's T-H-E-B-E-Z, and took it. And there was a strong tower within the city, and thither fled all the men and women, and they came of the city and shut it to them, and they got up to the top of the tower. And Abimelech came unto the tower and fought against it, and went hard upon the door of the tower to burn it with fire. And a certain woman cast a piece of millstone upon Abimelech's head, and all it broke his skull. Let me read verse 53 again in your hearing. And a certain woman cast a piece of millstone upon Abimelech's head, and all to break his skull. Then he called hastily unto the young man, his armor bearer, and said unto him, draw thy sword and slay me, that the men say not of me, a woman slew him. And his young man thrust him through, and he died. And the men of Israel saw that Abimelech was dead, and departed every man unto his place. Thus God rendered the wickedness of Abimelech, which he did unto his father, and slaying his 70 brethren. And the evil of the men of Shechem did God render upon their heads, and upon them came the curse of Jonathan, the son of Jerubbaal. Well, see, that's what you get for doing evil. That ends the reading of chapter 10. Now, maybe I can read. I have 9 minutes left. Perhaps I can read that within the 9 minutes that's left. I probably will get a bit more than halfway through and not finish it today, but I will finish it Friday if my father allowed me to be with you all. Again, after chapter 10, let's read. And after Abimelech, there rose to defend Israel Tola, the son of Puah, that's spelled P-U-A-H, the son of Dudu, the man of Issachar, and he dwelt in Shamar, in Mount Ephraim, and he judged Israel 73 years and died, and was buried in Shamar. And after him arose Jair, that's spelled J-A-I-R, of a Gileadite, and judged Israel 22 years. And he had 30 sons that rode on 30 ass coats, and they had 30 cities, which are called Havoc, is spelled H-A-B-O-T-H hyphen J-A-R, Havoc Jar, unto this day, which are in the land of Gilead. And Jar died and was buried in Cammon, that's spelled C-A-M-O-N. And the children of Israel did evil again in the sight of the Lord and served Balaam. And you know, Balaam is the devil, and Asherah, and the gods of Syria, and the gods of Zidon, and the gods of Moab, and the gods of the children of Ammon, and the gods of the Philistines, and the gods and the Suk. Well, they left the Lord. They forsook the Lord and served him not. And the anger of the Lord was against, and the anger of the Lord was hot against Israel. And he sold them to the hand of the Philistines, or the Philistines, and into the hands of the children of Ammon. And the years they waxed was oppressed the children of Israel 18 years. And the children of Israel that were on the other side of Jordan in the land of the Amorites, which is in Gilead. Moreover, the children of Ammon passed over Jordan to fight also against Judah and against Benjamin and against the house of Ephraim. And also Israel was so depressed. And the children of Israel cried unto the Lord, saying, we have sinned against you both because we have forsaken our God and forgotten our God, forsaken and left our God, and also served Balaam. And the Lord said unto the children of Israel, did not I deliver you from the Egyptians and from the Amorites, from the children of Ammon, and from the Philistines, the Zidonians, that's spelled Zidonians, also, and the Amalekites and the Moabites did oppress you, and you cried unto me, and I delivered you out of their hands. Yet ye have forsaken me and served other gods. Wherefore, I will deliver you no more. Go, cry out unto the gods which you have chosen. Let them deliver you in the time of your tribulation. You see what God said unto them? And the children of Israel said unto the Lord, we have sinned. Do thou unto us whatsoever seemed good unto thee. Deliver us only, we pray thee, this day. And they put away the strange gods from among them and served the Lord. And his soul was grieved for the misery of Israel. The children of Ammon were gathered together and encamped in Gilead. And the children of Israel assembled themselves together and encamped in Mizpah. That's not Mizpah. And the people and the princes of Gilead and said one to another, what is this that he will begin to fight against the children of Israel? He shall be heard over the immigrants. He shall be the inhabitants of Gilead. Now that is the reading of chapter 10. And let me read before closing time. I have 2 minutes. Let me read that last verse again. And the people and the princes said one to another, what man is he that will begin to fight against the children of Ammon? He shall be head over us in the inhabitants of Gilead. That is the reading of chapter 10. I have 90 seconds to tell you who I am. This is the Feed My Sheep show. I am Sandra Harris. Happy Tuesday, everyone. I read from the King James Version of the Bible. Remember in Deuteronomy chapter 5, verses 7 through 21, as well as in Exodus chapter 20, verses 3 through 19, you'll find the Ten Commandments. Let us have a closing prayer right now. Father in heaven, we thank you for your protection for us from the evil one. Thank you very much. We say this prayer in your son's name, Yeshua's name. And remember, sheep, as well in James chapter 4, if it's the Lord's will, I will be back with you all next week. And remember, I want you all to purchase this song, Lift It High and Up. It's produced by a graduate of Columbia College in Chicago. Go to Google Play, iTunes, and Apple Play, and buy High and Lift It Up. I will speak to you all next week, next Friday. I'm trying to get my song to play for you all.
Lift up my heart.